Very fucking unprofessional.
Beautiful day outside. I need everybody to get their energy right. I know what y'all thinking. What took so damn long? I'm gonna be honest with you. As crazy as that past Friday was, combined with just, you know, more drops after the fact, I really wasn't in a rush. Too much to unpack. Definitely not going to go bar for bar on this joint. I'm going to play a couple of these things. I'm going to let y'all hear it in totality. I'm sure everybody's heard everything by now, but you ain't heard it from
Unprofessional as Fuck Podcast.
Hopefully this is where you come running to for this information, for your breakdowns, for insight to all this bullshit that is the rap game at this time. No game, no game. Keep saying it. But for those of y'all who are a fan of this art form, for those of y'all who love these back and forth exchanges,
loving you,
we've been spoiled as of late. Simply beautiful, some might say. I'm gonna try to do this in chronological order.
If I gave you my love,
not trying to spend all day here. I got a bunch of shit going on, can't lie.
Tell you what I do.
Son, I got a basketball game later on today.
I'd expect a whole lot of love out of you.
Finally found some time.
To be good to me, I'm gonna be good to you. There's a whole lot of things you and I could
so many different
do.
Speak pieces going on about this entire exchange, regardless of who you have up, who you have with the W, who you think took a nail. A lot of biases attached to all of this music. Hey. To both of these gentlemen.
Yeah.
But in all, figured we could start nice and smooth, nice and light. If y'all barbecuing right now, you know what I mean? Crack another brew. Driving on your way to work, roll the windows down one time.
Oh, what a wonderful thing.
Listen to the beautiful sounds of the man, Al Green. Take a trip back now. A day that will forever go down in infamy. For the hip hop community, May 3rd, Friday, May 3rd. I believe this is how it all started. We can go all the way back to First Person Shooter. We can talk about Like That. We can go to Push Ups. We can talk about Euphoria.
Yeah. It's survival, survival. I think somebody lying.
Somebody lying.
Smell somebody lying. I don't see no fire.
Oh,
Off-white sun seeker at the marina. Fuck a phantom, I like to buy yachts when I get the fever.
Wine cooler, spill on my white t-shirt,
the sightseer. Trifecta, money, morals, and culture. That's my leisure, my visa. Passport tatted, I show up in Ibiza. Luke Cali's dwellings in Brooklyn just to book me some pizza. Who can reach us? Only God can teleport this type of freedom. God, my confession is yours. But who am I if I don't go to war? There's opportunity when living with loss. I discover myself when I fall short. Raise my hands to a fallen sky. I fantasize, me jumping planets immortalized. I correspond, three angels watching me all the time. Put my children to sleep with a prayer, then close my eyes. Definition of peace, tell me who gon' stop me. I come from love, and still cover my heart, then open me up. Remember when, picked up a pen, lyrics that I can trust. Timid soul, staring in the mirror, asking where I was from often. I know this type of power is gon' cost, but I live in circadian rhythms of a shooting star. The mannerisms of Raphael, I can hear when they give you art. But the industry's cooked as I pick the carcass apart. Yeah, somebody's lying, I can see the vibes on act. Even he looking compromised, let's peel the layers back. Ain't no brownie points, will be in your chest, harassing ant. Fucking with good people, make good people go to bed. Conspiracies about cash, dog, that's not even the leak. Find the jewels like cash, dog, I just need you to think. Are you finally ready to play? Have you ever, let's see, have you ever thought that OVO is working for me?
Go.
Bully, I hate bullies, you must be a terrible person. Everyone inside your team is whispering that you deserve it. Can't tussy slide up out of this one, it's just gonna resurface. Every dog gotta have his day, now living your purpose. It was fun until you start to put money in the streets. Then lost money cause they came back with no receipts. I'm sorry that I live a boring life, I love peace. But war ready if the world is ready to see you bleed. The Elohim, KTW, know you can't sleep, these images trouble you. Know the wires in your circle should puzzle you. If you were street smart, then you would've caught that your entourage is only to hustle you. 100 niggas that you got on salary, and 20 of them want you as a casualty. And one of them is actually next to you, and two of them is practically tired of your lifestyle, just don't got the audacity to tell you. But let me tell you some game, cause I can see you, my little homie. You playing dirty with propaganda, hit blow up on you. You're playing nerdy with Zach Bia and Twitter bots, but your reality can't hide behind Wi-Fi. Your little means is losing steam, they figured you out. The forced opinions is not convincing, y'all need a new route. It's time that you look around on who's around you before you figure that you're not alone. Ask what Mike would do.
This is, without a shadow of a doubt, the talk of the town. What your town is talking about? Unprofessional as fuck with your host Ruck. This is episode 239. Man, let's get straight to it. I mean, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I mean, I went through the list of what was going on beef-wise before this, right? 6/16 drops. I believe this was on May 3rd as well, right? Early in the afternoon, everybody's looking at shit. Okay, cool. Let's check it out. To me, instantly on first listen, this is one of my favorite songs out of the entire, you know, exchange. I think it still might rank in this top three, top one, top two. Just for the soul. I mean, you listen to the Al Green sample. You listen to just how it comes on. I mean, he goes from the melodic into the rapping. To me, it was just chill. It was smooth. It was K-Dot like we're used to hearing. As far as, you know, lyrical. Over a lot of people's heads, I'm sure. On top of that, just the soul sample, everything that came along with it, I was just a fan. And time continued on, right? Like, everybody's like, okay, you know, the ball's in Brett's court now because we had seen Euphoria. Then he comes right back with the 6/16. I was like, okay. You pulled the back-to-back on Drake. At this point, what is Drake going to do, right? You came and gave him a dose of his own medicine. Now, if you're Drake or a Drake fan, how could he possibly combat this, right? What are you going to do now? Being that he dropped twice, you kept talking about, you know, I'm waiting for you, been waiting, the clock's on. You get a response. There's no response from you immediately. Then you get another response. And I'm in my mind like, okay, what's going on? A little backstory as far as what was going on in my crib. My wife had been away for work. Dropped her off early Thursday morning, headed out of state to go do some things for work. So on Friday, you know, this was after Thursday night. Thursday night, I'm chilling with the fam, making sure everything's in order. Friday night rolls around. It's like, okay, cool. No more worrying about work. You know, the next day, just making sure all the kids were home situated. Everything was fine. Taking care of all that, dotting the I's, crossing the T's. And then it gets to the evening, and I'm like, okay, well, what's going on? You know, I'm in the garage. I don't know if I'm going to work on some music, if I'm going to do some pods, like what's up next. And what I've loved so much about this beef and back and forth is it's kind of giving me insight, and I kind of have a cheat code as far as, you know, with my kids being in the younger demographic, right? I got a 16-year-old, I got a 14-year-old, I got an 18-year-old. You know, so it's like I kind of get a feel of where everybody's head's at as far as all this beef is concerned. I know that my sons listen to all this shit, my daughter included as well, but I know that, you know, my youngest, he loves some Drake music, can't deny it. So I thought that I was going to get a bias from him as far as that was concerned, but he's kind of been, you know, even keel on the Kendrick side. My middle child, my son, man, he's heavy on the Kendrick, heavy on the K Dot. You know, he's clearly biased. It reminds me of me. And then my daughter, she's like, she'll kind of get to it when she gets to it. You know, she's working and shit. So by the time she get home, she probably pass out, wake up, and so much things have happened. But it was just cool to get that insight and see kind of where the mindset is at, where the kids are talking about. And I say all that to say this: that Friday night rolls around. And I'm talking to him about 616, and you know, we're just examining, you know, and dissecting everything as far as that's concerned. I'm talking about, you know, just different shit that was involved in it. Then you hear the reports of, oh, look at all these items that are on the album. You know, the first thing that you see is the album art. It looks like an OJ glove to the untrained eye, right? It's actually a Maybach Music glove. So it's got the emblem of the Rick Ross shit, but you're just looking at that and you're like, okay, 616, everybody's breaking down all the different things that it could possibly mean. One being Father's Day, as if to say, okay, I'm fathering Drake. Another one, now, if you're going to draw the comparisons to the OJ glove, I believe 616 is the first day of that trial, the murder trial against OJ Simpson. On top of that, Euphoria, the show that Drake is the executive producer of that we spoke about previously on the other breakdown, that actually premiered on 616 2019. So it's just a bunch of different shit. Then they got into biblical matters about the things, right? Just so many different ways that you could break it down that all hit on different angles and with different type of veracity. But we get through all that. We're discussing that as it came about. And then a little later on in that evening, all of a sudden was like, yo, get the message. Drake drop. What? Right? I'm looking at my phone, I see it instantly. I don't think I was very far off from when it actually happened. Both of my boys in the crib, they're doing their thing. I remember getting the information, going directly, like I always say, to the YouTube. Before I even got done listening to this shit, I might have pressed play, and you know, 30 seconds in, I'm like, okay, let me get the share link. Get the share link, copy it, send it to both of my boys in the text thread. So now I'm knowing I might be a minute and a half, 2 minutes ahead. And I listened to it, and I'm going to be honest with you. I told you I'm going in chronological order. I'm not trying to be biased, but it's too late for that. This is what goes on Friday night, May 3rd. I'm going through the timeline. I see it. I go to YouTube. I press play. I hit the share, and I'm watching the visual that goes along with it. Lyrics underneath the screen. Looking at the van. We'll get to it. This is Family Matters from Drake.
Maybe in this song, you shouldn't start by saying
Unprofessional as Fuck Podcast.
I've emptied the clip over friendly or jabs. You mentioned my seed, now deal with his dad. I gotta go bad, I gotta go bad. Yeah, drop a 50 bag for the mob in a spot. Drop a 50 bag, 29 for the thought.
First thing I'm gonna say, I'm not gonna stop this again, but we had the end of this on the first this. The push-ups had this playing. Try to keep it PG, you know, all that shit. So to me, it's like, okay, so this is old. It is what it is. This was apparently that big bomb he had on the tuck. Everybody was talking about, yo, Drake's got something that's nuclear. Well, if this is it, this is it.
I was really, really trying to keep it PG. I was really, really trying to keep it PG. If you had a set, they give your ass a DP. Two civilian gang in real life, you PC. You know who really bang a set, my nigga YG. You know who really bang a set, my nigga Chuck T. You know who even bang a set out there, CB. The nigga cold, lose his sleep on this, it ain't me. You better have some paperwork or that shit fake T. Can't be rapping by no ratting that we can't read. I mean, it's true, a nigga slimy for my AP. Just like how Metro nigga slimy for his main squeeze. Out here begging for attention, nigga, say please. Always rapping like you about to get the slaves free. You just acting like an activist, it's make-believe. Don't even go back to your hood and plant no money trees.
say you hate the girls I fuck, but what you really mean? I've been with black and white and everything that's in between. You the black messiah, wifing up a mixed queen. And hit vanilla cream to help out with your self-esteem. Also, Bobby shit, I wanna know what Whitney need. All that puppy love was over in y'all late teens. Why you never hold your son and tell him say cheese? We could've left the kids out of this, don't blame me. You a dog and you know it, you just play sweet. Your baby mama cash was always screaming, save me. You did it dirty all your life, you tryna make peace. I heard that one of them little kids might be day free. Don't make it day freeze. Cause if your GM is your BM secret BD, then this is all making plenty fucking sense to me. Ayy, let that shorty breathe. Shake that ass, bitch. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
Shake that ass for Drake. Now shake that ass for free. Yeah, yeah. We're not that kind of free. I'm talking about my nigga Dave. Yo man a Lil K. We call that shit a mini Dre. He always said I overlooked him. I was staring straight. These bars go over Kenny head no matter what I say. I know you like to keep it short, so let me paraphrase. Knew it was smoke when Abel hit us with the serenade. Nigga said, almost started reaching for my ways. Drop a 50 bag for the mob in a spot. Drop a 50 bag, 29 for the car. I was really, really trying to keep it. Yeah, we'll stop playing around and take this.
This
shit
is where
serious,
business picked up. I ain't gonna lie. I'm looking at the computer screen now, like, what the fuck? Let's get it going.
Look. If Drake shooters doing TikToks, nigga, really shooter in your gang. That's peace, brother, y'all ain't getting shit shot. Nigga, can't listen to the stick talking falsetto, saving for a hip-hop. Nigga, you don't even be at home, dog. You a souvenir out the gift shop. Nigga, still mad about that one hoe. We ain't even fuck, I just lip-lock with her. I get active when it's wartime. I ain't even really let my dick drop. Nigga, what the fuck, I heard Rick drop. Nigga, talking something about a nose job. Nigga, Ozempic got a side effect of jealousy and doubt. I never told y'all. Niggas put a nigga in the bars, let a nigga rock. Kinda like your old job. Nigga, house sitting on some land, but it's out where no one even really knows. Y'all niggas, bitches gotta drive 2 hours for your pay. I'm just to give a blowjob. Nigga, must have started up a snowball. Cause my last record deal was 400 ends. These days, that's a low bar, nigga. Hey, who's next on the list? Which one of my so-called niggas? Which one of my so-called niggas? Which one of my so-called niggas need a chef and a clip? Always knew I had to smoke y'all niggas. Good kid, mad city van, will pop the latch and make the door slide. Tears running down my cheek, laughing at you pussy dying. It's a war cry. Weekend music getting played in all the spots where boys got a little more pride. That's why all your friends dip into Atlanta playing just to find a tour guide.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
Need to buy some more chains for some more guys. Let me find another street nigga I could take to the game court side. Let me get a used Ferrari for a rapper, take the nigga on a horse ride. Anything to take a spotlight off the fact the boss is a drugged out little punk sissy from the north side.
God damn.
Rock him talking shit again. Gas cause you hit my BM first. Nigga, do the math who I was hitting in. I ain't even know you rat still, cause they only talking about your fit again. Probably gotta have a kid again, for you think of dropping any shit again. Even when you do drop, they gon' say you should've modeled, cause it's mid again. Smoking 50, but they should've put you on the first one, trying to get it in. Ask Fring if this a good idea, the next time you cuddled in a bed again. Shit, leave and tell your leader boy alone, for you get your head split again. Pluto shit made me sick to my stomach, we ain't never really been through it. Lil Wayne, he a fucking lame, so I know he had to be an influence. These niggas had a plan, and they finally found a way to rope. Get into it. Two separate albums, this and I just did a cam to it. Nigga skim through it. Ooh. Me and Savage had the hose dripping wet, it shows. Almost had to swim to it. K dot shit is only hitting hard when Baby King put his pen to it. Ross calling me the white boy and the shit kinda got a ring to it. Cause all these rappers waving white flags while the whole fucking club sing to it. Murder scene on your man tonight, then come to vigil with the candlelight. Body at the fucking body and you know Rick reading my Miranda rights. I'm going on vacation, I hope next time y'all plan it right. Cause you gotta pay for saying my name. Guess now niggas understand the price, man. What?
Get disrespectful now.
Hey, Kendrick just opened his mouth. Someone go hand him a Grammy right now. Where's your uncle at? Cause I wanna talk to the man of the
Come
house
on,
West
fam.
Coast niggas do phase, right? Come get this ass whooping, I'm handing him out. You wanna take off for real? Then come get his legacy out of my house. A cease and desist is for hoes. Can't listen to lies that come out of your mouth. You call the tooth, I can stay. And beg them to sue me and get that shit down. I'm losing perspective on beef. Boy, when the sand beat and I kill you for fun. Your daddy got robbed by Top. You stunning and Wayne like father, like son. Anthony set up the plays. Kojo be charging you double for none. They shook about what I'ma say. But texting your phone like we already won. You tell me what I shouldn't say. But fuck it, my nigga, it's already done. We already know it's a 20v1. We already know why you want number one. It's clearly because of the boy.
The honorable thing is to give me the loot. You right about fuck the big three. It's only Big D and it's video proof. My son should go play at the park. Two light-skinned kids, this shit would be cute. Unless you don't wanna be seen with anyone that isn't blacker than you. We get it, we got it. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. We get that you like to put gin in your juice. We get that you think that you bishop in juice. When you put your hands on your girl, is it self-defense cause she bigger than you? Your back is up against the curb. You digging for dirt, she be digging for proof. Why did you move to New York? Is it cause you living that bachelor life? Proposed in 2015, but don't wanna make her your actual wife. I'm guessing this wedding ain't happening right, cause we know the girls that you actually like. The darkest secrets are coming to light. It's all on your face like what happened to Mike. Oh shit, it's all making sense. Maybe I'm Prince and you actually Mike. Michael was praying his features would change, so people believe that he's actually white. Top will make you do features for change. Get on pop records and rap for the whites. And wait, you say your brother Jermaine, but you want him to stay out of the light. Oh shit, just follow me right, cause nothing you saying could bother me right. I get off the plane and nothing has changed. I headed to Delilah with all of my ice. Headed to Delilah with all of my ice. Headed to Delilah with all of my ice. This shit gotta be over by now for anyone out here that's calling it right. You're dead. You're dead. You're dead. There's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to hide. You know what I mean. They hired a crisis management team to clean up the fact that you beat on your queen. The picture you painted ain't what it seemed. You're dead.
All right. Now, like I said, Friday night, it's evening time. I'm chilling. The kids are all situated. I know everything's cool. So I'm just posted up, figuring out what I'm going to do next. This drops. I'm looking at the visual. I'm literally going to be honest with y'all. I'm looking at the screen and I start to kind of like contemplate something that my wife told me in the beginning of all this. I'm talking about when Cole was still involved. And Cole makes his apology, and I'm so, like, disappointed, irritated, talking a gang of shit in the house, and she's just like, that's so immature. Like, why do y'all want to see so much conflict? You know, it could get out of hand, and you know, then you hear the other people who were talking to me, you're like, oh, you know, what if this gets violent? And I'm like, man, between these motherfuckers, like, that ain't going to happen. And then this drops, and I know that, you know, kids that kind of got partially involved in all this back and forth before this happened, but once this gets to this point, you start talking about you put hands on your wife, we're talking domestic violence now. Important to note that I know a lot of people are speaking the pedophile angle when it comes to Drake, and I'm not going to cower away from it at all. I want to deep dive on a bunch of this different shit, but when you talk about who brought that into play, it was that AI song that was going around, Taylor Made, right, where Drake did the AI voices of Pac and Snoop that's since been taken down due to a apparent cease and desist from the Tupac estate. So we get that. You entered it as like an 8 Mile tactic. You want to kind of get ahead of it, take away the blow if that was the route that bro was going to go with it. So we get that happened, right? But you entered that into the fray. Now you're coming with the DV, domestic violence claims against Kendrick. There was a lot of shit to break down in there. I'm going to be honest. Everybody else who he addressed, and I don't know why he's addressing everybody still. Aside from that, I think that this was probably done in totality when push-ups was done. I think the only thing that kind of got added was probably that last piece and that last beat change, right? Where he just kind of was like zones in on Kendrick. But that second verse where he's going at everybody from fucking Weekend, the manager again, when he's talking about Rakim, he's talking about ASAP Rocky, who wanted to get his name thrown into the hat. You know, he kind of still spares Future. I don't say spare like, you know, Future can't hold his own, but you could tell that he went out of his way to be like, man, I don't even know why we arguing. He says Leland Wayne, and that's the real name of Metro Boomin. So he's like, you know, this motherfucker's a lame. I know he kind of like coerced you into getting involved in all this. When I hear this, it was the first time in my mind where I'm like, okay, now somebody's going to have to get touched. Pause. But you know what I mean? I'm like, okay, now this ain't going to be something you could just sweep under the rug. Like, nah, now we're talking about domestic violence. You're bringing my wife into this joint. You're talking about, why are you over here? The baby's day freeze. You're talking about my child's not mine now. Trying to spill all this quote unquote tea that people, that's the word y'all like to use. all right, at that point, I'm like, now it's transition. It's no longer two rappers talking some rap shit. Now somebody's going to have to get physical. Pause again. But, you know, I'm going to be honest. As soon as this played, I was like, shit. As a Kendrick fan, as somebody who's obviously leaning towards the Kendrick Lamar side of things from the jump, when I heard that, I was like, okay. The drill portion where he switches up the changes of tones, I'm still not a fan of the fucking choruses in a rap, you know, diss song. Still not a fan of that. But if that's the route you want to go, we'll continue to go down this timeline. We're going to see that there's a few different choruses in the latest drop. But what really took all the steam out of this instantly, which was such a calculated and fucking crazy ass play from Kendrick Lamar, was before the fucking dust could even settle on this being dropped, before I could go back to it a second time and really start to look at it in a dissecting type of way. I'm, you know, in and out of the house, in the garage. Every time I go in, I got to talk to one of the kids about something, right? I walk in, there's just another line that sticks out to me, and I'm like, wow. Like, what is next, right? And I remember I walked in the crib, and my son, Matthew, was sitting on the couch in the front, and I'm like, bro, what do you think? He's like, all he has to do is say he's a pedo. And I'm like, you mean Kendrick? Say that's what's up with Drake? He's like, yeah, that's all he has to say. And it's right back to the beginning, right? And I'm like, okay. That's the perspective he has, right? I go into the bathroom, I take a piss real quick, I come back out. As soon as I open the door, right across from the hall, who comes out the room? Bam, my youngest. Kendrick just dropped. I was like, what? There's absolutely no way. Get into the garage again, because I got to dissect it, you know, aside from everything. I got to look at this shit. I got to get zoned in. I got to hear it on the monitor speakers. I got to have that full experience. And when I say I went from, oh, man, what are we going to do? You know, fucking Drake just dropped some shit that was heat. Then we get here. God damn.
Dear Adonis, I'm sorry that man is your father. Let me
stop. Stop. What are we doing here? What are we doing here, Kendrick? What are you doing right now? How did you have this shit ready just in the tuck? Like, oh, that's what you're going to do? You want to talk about family matters? You look at the fucking name of this track. It's Meet the Grams. What the fuck are we doing right here, Kendrick? Bring that shit back.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
Dear Adonis, I'm sorry that man is your father. Let me be honest. It takes a man to be a man. Your dad is not responsive. I look at him and wish your grandpa would have wore a condom. I'm sorry that you gotta grow up and then stand behind them. Life is hard, I know. The challenges always go beat us home. Sometimes our parents make mistakes that affect us until we grown. And you're a good kid that need good leadership. Let me be your mentor, since your daddy don't teach you shit. No.
First of all, don't ever tell my kid you're gonna be his mentor when me and you are in some type of issues. I don't give a fuck if we best friends. If you're the godfather of my child, don't you ever tell my fucking kid, let me be your mentor since your dad don't teach you shit.
But let a man piss on your leg, son. Either you die right there or pop that man in the head, son.
Facts. Facts. Don't be at the urinal, bruh, and not have control of your stream, bruh, and for some reason have to be directly next to me and get your sprinkle twinkle on my motherfucking kicks. Anyway, keep going.
Fall in the escort business, that's bad religion. Please remember, you could be a bitch even if you got bitches.
Facts.
Never code switch, whether right or wrong. You're a black man, even if it don't benefit your goals. Do some push-ups, get some discipline. Don't cut them corners like your daddy did. Fuck what Ozempic did. Don't pay to play with them Brazilians. Get a gym membership. Understand, no throwing rocks and hiding hands, that's law. Don't be ashamed about who you with, that's how he treats your moms. Don't have a kid to hide again, be sure. 5% will comprehend, but 95 is lost. Be proud of who you are. Your strength come from within. A lot of superstars, that's real. But your daddy ain't one of them. And you nothing like him. You'll carry yourself as king. Can't understand me right now. Just play this when you 18.
Hold up. All that. We're talking not even to you, through you. All this shit is directed, obviously, you know, it's on the forehead of Drake, but you're going to send this as a message to his kid as if you're a concerned individual. Which in his heart of hearts, you know, maybe. I mean, I wish that your grandpa had wore a condom. Hey. This route that he took, this delivery pattern, this beat, this Alchemist beat for one. Also, if y'all don't, forget it, man. Fast forward and then rewind. This beat, these keys that are being played are A minor. Let's just leave it alone. You talk to the kid. Let me be your mentor. Your daddy don't teach you shit. You know, this law, you know, go to the gym, get your push-ups, and play on the push-ups. All right. This motherfucker Kendrick Lamar is way too calculated. You're listening to this, you look at the length of the song, and you're like, okay, what the fuck else is going to happen? That's Adonis, right? If you take after his father's last name, that's Adonis Graham. Okay, so let's keep going. That's one of the Grahams.
Dear Sandra, your son got some habits, I hope you don't undermine them. Especially with all the girls that's hurt inside this climate.
You gonna talk to his mom now? And you ain't even gonna say mama, you gonna say Sandra? Alright, come on. Come on, Dre. Come on, Kendrick.
And so you know how it feels to be in alignment with emotions, hoping a man can see you and not be blinded. Dear Dennis, you gave birth to a master manipulator. Even using you to prove who he is a huge favor. I think you should ask for more paper.
More.
And more paper.
More.
And more. More paper. I'm blaming you for all his gambling addictions.
Your fault.
Psychopath intuition. The man that liked to play victim. You raised a horrible fucking person. The nerve of you, Dennis. Sandra, sit down. What I'm about to say is heavy. Now listen.
Don't tell my mom to sit down. Like, if she look like she's tired from walking all day, if we happen to go to fucking Disneyland as a group, and my mom mentions the fact that she is tired, you could pull a chair up and, you know, would you like to sit down? Don't ever tell my mom to sit down, bro.
Your son's a sick man with sick thoughts. I think niggas like him should die.
Yeah.
And the Weinstein should get fucked up in a cell for the rest of their life.
Wow.
He hates black women, hypersexualize them with kinks of a nympho fetish. Grew facial hair because he understood being the beard just fit him better. He got sex offenders on a HOVO that he keep on a monthly allowance. And a child should never be compromised, and he keeping his child around him.
Wow.
And we gotta raise our daughters knowing there's predators like him lurking. Fuck a rap battle, he should die so all of these women can live with a purpose. I've been in this industry 12 years, I'ma tell y'all one little secret. It's some weird shit going on, and some of these artists be here to police it. They be streamlining victims all inside of their home and calling them tender. Then leak videos of themselves to further push their agendas. To any woman that be playing this music, know that you're playing your sister, or better yet, selling your niece to the weirdos, not the good ones. Cat Williams, I gave you the truth, so I'ma get mine. The embassy about to get raided too, it's only a matter of time. Hey, LeBron, keep the family away. Hey, Curry, keep the family away. To anybody that embody the love for their kids, keep the family away. They looking at you too, if you standing by him. Keep the family away. I'm looking to shoot through any pervert that lives. Keep the family safe.
Yo, keep the family safe. Don't be around this motherfucker. It's clear he's got an issue. He's got problems. Don't let any of this money, this power, this fame, this attention cloud your vision. You know better. If something seems off, trust your gut. You got people around you looking like that, just some faulty, funny shit. You have a certain individual around who always seems to be looking a little too hard at somebody they shouldn't be looking at all. Pay close mind to that. Pay close mind to that. I'm not just talking about the people around motherfucking Drake right now, the people who he called out, the LeBrons and the Currys of the world. Everyone, you, the person listening right now, if something seems off, know that you have the ability to be like, nah, I ain't fucking with that. I don't care how much time is invested. I don't care if I've known you all my motherfucking life. If you seem like you're up to some creepy shit, that's it. I don't need to find out. I could fuck around and find out with a friend, you know, give them some more trust than I should, and then, you know, they end up burning me in some bullshit type of way. Whatever. But if you're talking about kids and family and maintaining the safety of your children, nah, bruh. You don't have to fucking feel that to believe it. If there's even an inkling of some shit like that, cut them off. Don't even tell them. They can keep hitting you up. Yo, what's up? You want to do this? You want to go to the bar? Nah, I don't want to do none of that shit. What's going on with Rut? Figure it out. You know what I mean? Let's keep going. Can you believe it? Can you
Dear baby girl, I'm sorry that your father not active inside your world.
Hold the fuck up. At this point, right? I told you when I was listening to the Drake shit, at a certain point I had to kind of like be honest. I was looking around like there was somebody else in the room with me like, did y'all hear this? When this portion of this song came on, I cannot put into words, and y'all know I'll be talking way too fucking much. I cannot put into words exactly what the fuck my facial expression could have read at that moment when I'm hearing this. I'm like, wait a minute. Because I go back to that, you know, 95 or 5% will be in the know, 95% will be lost. You know what I mean? When he starts off with all that shit, hide the kid, you know, whatever. You get this part and I'm like, hold the fuck up. How deep does he got to be inside this OVO camp to know some shit like this? Like, did he really go through all the trouble of trying to figure out all this? Or are people just so fed up with Drake and his shit that they're offering all this info? What the fuck is going on? Who's fucking who that knows somebody who knows somebody? Like, oh my God. Let's keep going.
You don't commit to much, but it's music, yeah, that's for sure. He a narcissist, misogynist, living inside his songs. Try to destroy families rather than taking care of his own. Should be teaching you timetables or watching Frozen with you. Or at your 11th birthday, singing poems with you. Instead, he being Turks.
She 11? Now you telling me, bro, got an 11-year-old daughter? For 11 years, this motherfucker been hiding the daughter? I'm like, hold on, Kendrick. Like, bruh. What do you expect me to believe right now, right? But why bring it up? I mean, why? I don't know. Let's go back a little bit and keep going.
He don't commit to much, but it's music, yeah, that's for sure. He a narcissist, misogynist, living inside his songs. Try to destroy families rather than taking care of his own. Should be teaching you timetables or watching Frozen with you. Or at your 11th birthday, singing poems with you. Instead, he being Turks, paying for sex and popping perks. Examples that you don't deserve.
I want to tell you that
you're loved, you're brave, you're kind. You got a gift to change the world and can change your father's mind. Cause our children is the future, but he lives inside confusion. Money's always been illusion, but that's the life he's used to. His father probably didn't claim him neither. History do repeats itself. Sometimes it don't need a reason. But I would like to say it's not your fault that he's hiding another child. Give him grace. This the reason I made Mr. Morale.
Damn.
So our babies like you can cope later. Give you some confidence to go through something. It's hope later. I never want to hear you chasing man cause it's felt behavior. Sitting in the club with sugar daddies for validation. You need to know that love is eternity and trumps all pain. I tell you who your father is, just play this song when it rains. Yes, he's a hit maker, songwriter, superstar, right? And a fucking dead beat that should never say more life. Meet the Grams.
Right there. It was right there. At that point, no matter what, no matter what narrative you want to believe, do you want to believe that this guy really does hide a child? Or do you think that that's just fodder for the beef? Whether you believe that or not, that portion of the track and a fucking dead beat who should never say more, the change of tone, the way he says more life, the just play on all these words. At that point, I was like, this shit is over with. I don't care what you have to come back with. And it could be revisionist history because the fact that this guy stepped on that Family Matters song so quickly. If there wasn't a response in the tuck ready to drop immediately after that fucking Family Matters song, I'm going to fucking mess around and start a pod that night. And talk about, okay, now we got a fucking battle. There was like one person got knocked down early in the fight, but you kind of expected that to happen. And then that fighter, and let me be very clear on who I'm talking about. I expected Kendrick to knock Brett down. But that Family Matters track to me was kind of like, okay, well, now Drake got back up. May have went down in, you know, in the third round, but in the sixth, he scores a knockdown of his own. When this fucking and a fucking dead beat who should never say more life, that could have been it. That was it. That was when the ref stopped the fight, in my opinion, but it kept going. And this, regardless of how you feel, whether that's the truth or not, whether he really got the 11-year-old, whether he fed him the knowledge or gave him all this shit that eventually became the album art for this song. And we'll talk about that after I get done with this. But regardless of how you feel, this last verse, when I already thought the nail was in the coffin, now this motherfucker done said halfway through the funeral, now forget it, we're going to cremate. Let's go.
Professional as Fuck Podcast.
Dear Aubrey, I know you probably thinking I wanted to crash your party, but truthfully I don't have a hating bone in my body. It's supposed to be a good exhibition within the game, but you fucked up the moment you called out my family's name. Why you had to stoop so low to discredit some decent people? Guess integrity is lost when the metaphors doesn't reach you. And I like to understand, cause your house was never for a home. 37, but you showing up as a 7-year-old. You got gambling problems, drinking problems, pill popping and spending problems, bad with money, whorehouse, soliciting women problems. Therapy's a lovely start, but I suggest some ayahuasca. Strip the ego from the bottom. I try to empathize with you, cause I know that you ain't been through nothing. Crave entitlement, but wanna be liked so bad that it's puzzling. No dominance, let's recap moments when you didn't fit in. No secret handshakes with your friend, no culture cachet to binge. Just disrespecting your mother, identity's on the fence. Don't know which family would love you. The skin that you living in is compromised and personas can't channel your masculine. Even when standing next to a woman, you a body shamer. You go hide them baby mamas, ain't ya? You embarrassed of them, that's not right, that ain't how mama raised us. Take that mask off, I wanna see what's under them achievements. Why believe you? You never gave us nothing to believe in, cause you lied about religious views. You lied about your surgery. You lied about your accent and your past tense, all is perjury. You lied about your ghost riders. You lied about your crew members. They all pussy, you lied on them. I know they all got you in them. You lied about your son. You lied about your daughter, huh? You lied about them other kids that's out there hoping that you come. You lied about the only artist that can offer you some help. Fuck a rap battle, this a long life battle with yourself.
What the feezy?
That's it. That was all. That made everybody forget about the fucking visual of the Good Kid, Mad City van in the quote-unquote video for the Family Matters response. Everything that was so well calculated, so well played, that it completely negated everything that you had in what was your haymaker. Okay, in the sixth round, you got a knockdown, right? And then Kendrick immediately comes back before that 3 minutes of that round is finished and hits you with a combo that puts your ass into the fucking mat, and the ref just wave it off. All right, that's it. We ain't even gonna argue about counting. I saw your eyes roll in the back of your head on the way down. Your fucking body shaking. You're doing convulsions right now. It got shaky and he parked your son. That was it. It was a wrap. I didn't want to hear a fucking word after any of that, regardless of anything, right? And what do you do, Drake, after all this shit that had been said, after all these different, you know, attacks? This man called you everything in the book, said you have a problem with gambling, with money, with how to spend money, that you were wrapped up in the escort life, you're a pedophile, this, that, and the other. And the first thing that you come and you negate, or the first argument that you have is you go to the internet and you post a picture of yourself and you say, I dare someone to find an 11-year-old daughter of mine. That's what you fucking, that's what you're arguing against? Like, after everything that was said about you, he called you a pedophile, said that you'd be looking and doing, inappropriate things with children, and, you know, stars that hang around you should keep themselves away from you because the shit's going to hit the fan and protect the family. And the first thing that you say after all that is done is, yo, I ain't got no 11-year-old daughter.
What the feezy?
You're telling on yourself, Drake. I don't know why that wasn't the initial response from so many people, but as soon as I seen that little picture in that photo, it kind of grossed me the fuck out. I was like, that's what you're responding to? I don't give a fuck if you had 11 11-year-olds spread out across the country, the world, different continents, country, whatever the fuck. The fact that all that was said about you and then your response was like, yo, I ain't got no 11-year-old daughter. Thank God. Thank God you do not. So happy you don't. We're done. It's over with. No more. Like, just leave that shit alone. It's crazy because if we're going to go around and just remove all the bias, mine included, and we're just going to talk about this shit as if everything that every person said was true, then okay, Kendrick, if you really did put your hands on your wife and that really is what's going on and what's, you know, behind the scenes in your life, y'all know how I feel about domestic violence. I'm not a fucking fan, never will be. Immediately just makes a person a sucker in my eyes, a coward in my opinion, and there's really no coming back from that. I know a lot of people were trying to paint certain circumstances and be like, well, what if, you know, this went down, or in the event that this was the chain of events, you know, and what if it's, you know, self-defense, and if that was a joke of Drake's. Nah. As a man, you should be able to control your emotions. I mean, I check this out. I am very quick to let things snowball. I'm an overthinking individual from the outside looking in. A lot of people say that, you know, a lot of my loved ones and closest loved ones have that argument that I can't really argue against. But as far as controlling my emotions, when it comes to doing some shit that you cannot come back from, putting your hands on a female, regardless of how your relationship is going, never an option. Not even raising your hand. Seldom have I ever even really raised my voice in the most craziest situations. In the most toxic of, you know, dealings or whatever you want to call it, you know, fucking dating back to the initial anything that I've ever done with any female, like, never. Like, that's not even an acceptable reaction to some shit. So I'm not giving you no pass because I like Kendrick's music, or, you know, I'd rather see Drake go down this beef. If it, domestic violence shit is true, it's whack. And it's very, very polar opposite of the picture that you've been painting, and I really hope that's not the case. And if it is, then hey, get you all that help that you just told bruh he needed. But Drake, we don't have a long-standing, you know, amount of proof or evidence or things that point in that direction or paint that picture about Kendrick, which, you know, if it, there really is a crisis team and there's all this shit going along or going around to try to, you know, keep that from out of the public's eyes, I get it. There's a lot of money wrapped up in these individuals, and I do know that Kendrick's a very personal person. We don't know very much about this guy's personal life other than what he shares. I know that there's a resurfaced post going around from his wife or his fiance. Apparently, they haven't been actually married, where she's got a long, lengthy post on a social media account going along the lines of painting a picture that could definitely lead people to believing that she was in a relationship that was toxic. She's been with this guy for the longest. It's not that she could be talking about anybody else, right? Speaks to things that I'm sure that a woman who's been in that boat or been around someone who's been in that boat, shit, even a child, regardless of gender, that's been in a situation even kind of close to that, could read the tea leaves on, right? And you know, take whatever information from that and paint, you know, a pretty good picture in their mind of what may have been going on at that time. Not a fan of that shit. I really hope that's not the case. But what have we seen? The Dave Free is the father of one of Kendrick's children. Now, that shit right there, I could never imagine that that would be something that somebody would have to deal with, right? Like, if you're put in that situation, I could see the most nastiest of anger and disgust and just overall disappointment and being, like, it could immediately change your perception on somebody who you have loved your entire life. If that was the case, I could completely see in an instant that changing everything from A to Z about that relationship, about how you feel about that person. Not even talking about the quote unquote possible baby father of the situation. That's to be dealt with in a different way and probably after and at a different time. Even in that sense, I would just think I would have too much on my mind, too much on my plate mentally to even get into the realm of physicality against the woman. I don't know. I've never been in that situation. I just know that that is a tough pill to swallow, to say the absolute least. But the only thing that we have to go on for that as far as evidence that you've been pointing out or trying to point to is the fact that the fiance of Kendrick Lamar does not follow Kendrick Lamar on social media, however, does follow the manager, Dave Free, who is the alleged actual father of one of the children. Seems like a little bit of a reach if that's all we have to point to. But if you want to talk about the route that Kendrick went as far as, you know, keep the family safe, keep the kids away, right? We don't really have to go any further than shit that we've already seen with you. You've done it yourself. Of course, the internet is the internet. They're going to dig up everything that you need to see. You can go on YouTube right now, type in DRA, and it's going to get to a bunch of shit not favorable to Drake right now. This pops up, and this is your own doing. This is you on stage after. I'm going to play it. So it's very low. You can probably barely hear it. Drake is on stage at one of his concerts. A young lady, emphasis on young, is brought up to the stage. She has since came out and talked about the incident. This was some time back. She says that she was grabbed from part of the entourage or security or you know, part of the team of Drake to be one of the young ladies or a young lady at that specific stop to come on stage and be a part of the show. We've seen this in many different artists' shows, usually like an R&B, an R&B artist. We see Chris Brown do it a lot. He's gotten into a little bit of a hot water based on how he does things as well, but this ain't the first time. We've seen Beyonce and Destiny's Child do this at the BET Awards, right? Man. Oh, man. To be Terrence Howard for a day, man. Oh, skinny, man. Anyway, let's keep going. That's fine if it's two adults, you know, shit going on like that. But if you can barely hear in this clip, this happens after, you know, whatever happened on the show. So the camera picks up after the fact. This young lady said that she went to the show with her father, 17 at the time. Goes to go see Drake. Gets taken up to the stage. Drake proceeds to, I believe, kiss her on the neck, dance with her, and do certain things, right? And then at that point, he's like, yo, how old are you? She responds, 17, and this is how he continues.
See, y'all gonna have me get carried away again. I get in trouble for shit like this. How old are you?
Why do you look like that, you think? Well, what the fuck?
Alright, well listen, 17. I had fun. I don't know if I should feel guilty or not, but I had fun. I like the way your breasts feel against my chest. Oh! I just want to thank you.
I'm done. I know the clip is extremely low and hard to hear over all the crowd noise, which I don't think should have been cheers or woes. I think it should have been like, what the fuck, what the feezy, clearly. He proceeds to say that he likes the way that her chest felt against his. After knowing that she was 17, then proceeded to kiss her on the hand and I believe on each cheek and maybe on the forehead. And I don't know. It's a very shaky video. It looks like somewhere in the lip area. I really hope not. But he was in his mid-20s or late-20s at this time. She had just told him she was 17. I don't know how the father who was in that crowd wasn't on that stage immediately after whooping all the bad ideas out of Drake. But that girl has kind of come to his defense. And I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that, but this isn't it. This guy has a long, you know, history of shit going on, being a little too friendly with people who are much younger, as young as 13, 14 years old. Certain actresses, certain people who were clearly known to the public to be underage that he had, you know, text threads with, perhaps, you know, FaceTime this young lady who I seen in one of these YouTube videos. I'm not exactly sure about the young lady's name. I know it was Charlotte something. The story goes that she went to Coachella and became an overnight, you know, TikTok or Instagram sensation, which is crazy enough, right? I guess she was photoed in a bunch of pictures at Coachella, and it went to the point to where I believe her guardian or whoever was, you know, a parent or something, made a post or a story along the lines of what to do when your teenage daughter becomes an overnight internet sensation. Apparently there was videos or photos going around of this young girl at Coachella, not, you know, nothing egregious, but just dressed, you know, for festival attire, going out trying to look good and, you know, feel good about herself while she was out. They said she was wearing bodysuits or jean shorts with bikini tops and became someone that overnight a lot of people went and tried to find on the internet. And once they did, she gained a following. At that point, one of her followers must have been Drake because there was a portion of her feed or timeline or maybe a story on one of her socials where it showed her being in Toronto and you know, a picture or a story, something where you could tell that it was at the moment. And while this young lady, still underage, is driving around in the back seat with one of her teenage friends, they're going out, have whoever's in charge, whether it be a guardian or a parent, was driving the vehicle. The two little girls are in the back. And as they're in Toronto, and it could have had to be, you know, very fucking immediate as far as, you know, after the story goes off, then all of a sudden she's getting FaceTime from Drake. How do you get a FaceTime? Maybe she meant like, you know, Instagram, you know, audio video call, something along them lines. But what was said in the video was from the Guardian was that she said that Drake had been FaceTiming, or that the young girl said, oh, my God, Drake is FaceTiming. Should we answer? Proceeded to answer and speak. And the woman or a guardian, I think it was an older woman or older lady. Not old, but I mean of age, a parental figure or guardian to this 17-year-old was in the front seat like, oh, my God, like she's actually getting hit up by Drake. And then I guess they went to a show or something along them lines. Creepy, right? I don't know the full background story of this girl by the name of Millie Bobby Brown, but apparently she was 14 and on the red carpet to, I think it was the Emmys. I don't know what show this young girl's involved in, but it said along the lines of her and Drake text a lot and he had texted her and said that he missed her. She was 14 at the time. I don't know. You don't hit nobody with the "I miss you." Nah, I don't know. Georgia Smith, whole song by the name of Jaded that Drake put out, you know, age difference, I wasn't trying to rush or whatever the fuck. I'm not even going to deep dive on the lyrics. Y'all could clearly go and do all that research on your own. But if we're coming out and all this shit is painted, you know, you're painted in this kind of light after people go and resurface all these things. And Kendrick says to the world, you know, pedophile vibes, it'll keep the family away. And after that, your response immediate on social media is a photo of yourself posing, saying, yo, I don't got an 11-year-old daughter.
Yep. Yeah.
Crazy, bro. Pretty gross. It don't end there. There's more. I'll play a little bit of this.
The Drake thing. When did you first meet him?
He was a fan of women's high school basketball.
Can you imagine if there was a grown man where throughout his adulthood, well into his 20s and now into his late 30s, he's consistently caught just being really interested in teen girls?
You cannot text a 14-year-old girl, "I miss you so much."
We've seen so many examples of this behavior from them.
If I said to you, I was texting a 14-year-old girl saying, "I miss you so much," would you not think that's weird?
Like, what does he say?
About boys. He helps me.
The last voice that you heard was that Millie Bobby Brown, I believe is the name of the actress. 14 on the Emmys red carpet. Saying that Drake texts her a lot of information or a lot of advice about how to deal with boys. At 14. Yeah, bro. It ain't looking good. It's looking real bad. Let's get back to these records, though. May 3rd, like I said, crazy day for hip-hop. You get the 616 release from Kendrick. Then you get the Family Matters release from Drake immediately after, stepped on by the Meet the Grams. Very next day, May 4th, Kendrick again doubled down. Came right back. And that was when the world first heard "Not Like Us."
I see dead people.
Mother don't have me, nope.
Ay, mustard on the beat, ho. Debo, any rap nigga, he a free throw. Man down, call her Amber Lambs. Tell him breathe, bro. Nell a nigga to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni ass niggas trying to see Compton? The industry can hate me, fuck them all and they mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton. Beat your ass.
That one over people's heads, John Stockton, pass on this body. John Stockton, longtime teammate with Karl Malone at the Utah Jazz. Karl Malone has been a well-documented nasty man when it came to underage ladies and things along them lines, also happens to be the neighbor of Drake, who was photoed in a photo that's resurfaced. Kendrick don't play around about nothing, man. Everything's calculated.
Bible of God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe in him. Pull on him, extort shit, bully the floor.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any bitch that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boy, certified pedophiles. Wow.
Baka is somebody who's associated with the OVO family. Was released from prison after doing some time, I think, for human trafficking, doing something with a woman. I believe she was 21 years old. So I don't know if that's going to lead into all the rest of it, but the sexual, you know, abuse and human trafficking. And Drake's, you know, highly documented posting things like, yo, of all the great things that happened today, this has to be top of the list. Baka's home, so... Take with, you know, take with that, from that what you may.
Wop, 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 that fuck him up. Wop, 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 I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
Shout out to homie Shiny Bo, man. He's in the text thread right now talking about A minor chords or all white chords, all white keys. Come on, fam.
I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird niggas and bird bitches go. The audience not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey, Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise. Ain't there some B-rest that's for bitching? You Malibu most wanted. Ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fetch Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this bitch jumping. You niggas will get a wedgie. Be flipped over your boxes. Well, over your foe. The other vaginal option. Pussy, you can better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in content. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding. Fuck a caption, won't action. No accident, I'm hands on. He fuck around, get polished. Fucked on Wayne girl while he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. I'm glad D-Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alondra down to Central, nigga better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you niggas like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the park. Ay, put the wrong label on me, I'ma get them dropped. Ay, sweet chin music and I won't pass the ox. Ay, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ay, devil is a lie, he a 69 god. Ay, freaky ass niggas need to stay their ass inside. Ay, roll their ass up like a fresh pack of Zah. Ay, city is back up, it's a must, we outside. Ay. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homies still doubled down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real nigga challenge. You caught Future when you didn't see the club. Hey, what? Lil Baby help you get your lingo up. What? 21, get your first street cred. Thug, make you feel like you a slime in your head. Hey, what? Quavo said you can be from Northside. But 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you not a colleague, you a fucking colonizer. The family matter and the truth of the matter. Here was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god.
What the
hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
let
your life.
Let me say O-V-ho.
O-V-ho.
Say O-V-ho.
O-V-ho.
Then step this way. Step that way. Then step this way. Step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way. Step that way. Then step this way. Step that way.
Oh, man. So, I'll be honest. As soon as I heard that one, that was my least favorite initially. All first listen, I wasn't a fan of the beat. Still not, really, to be 100% honest with y'all. But I realized, you know, what the point of all this was. You're going to do what he does. You're going to make the diss song into a party bop. You're going to have people playing it all over the place. I've seen this song go viral. Everyone dancing all over the place. It's United the West Coast. I've seen people from L.A. to the Bay, all spots in between. Across the country, to be honest, just having a fucking ball to this track. And I guess that's the point, right? You want to do what this guy does in war. Not only will he come at you with some cerebral shit, get into his lyrical bag at some points, but then other times he dumps it down and just gives you the shit that people are going to be chanting. And you talk about OV Ho and he a fan and, you know, everything that come along with all of that. It is what it is. Initially, I felt like, okay, that was maybe his first misstep in the battle. Then it comes out that I don't know if this is PR shit or what. Me and EA were discussing this back and forth on IG and in threads. You know, it comes out that Drake had actually used the quote-unquote moles in the OVO camp to feed Drake some misinformation. This cover art that began on 616 when all we seen was the black leather glove with the Maybach Music, you know, logo on them. Which then when he dropped Meet the Grams, you zoom out of that picture and it shows a bunch of different things, right? You know, Drake in the Family Matters track is like, should have been, you know, trying to dig up dirt, should have been trying to find some proof. Talked about receipts or something along them lines, right? Then you, I don't know. I mean, the way that he worded things like that, I kind of give some validity to the fact that maybe he baited him in with this quote unquote, you know, findings that Kendrick had and used on the album cover. And the reason why I double down on this is because once they zoom out and show the Meet the Grams album art, it's got literal receipts, an Ozempic prescription with Aubrey Graham's name on it from a 90210 pharmacy, Beverly Hills Pharmacy, which exists. People have dug that up. They found a location, took screenshots of the Google Maps. On top of that, a shirt with the word shorties on it. Maybe a dig at Kendrick Lamar and what they were, you know, using as far as their comedic side of things. You know, he's short, he's small. You heard it in the Family Matters. Everything I say about Kendrick goes over his head. Since, you know, like I know we like to keep it short, I'll paraphrase or whatever. And at first I would have been like, yo, is this the PR team? Is this these guys just getting ahead of things and using, you know, every tool in their bag to kind of take the sting out of that? But then you see the album cover now is completely black, so maybe that comes back to Kendrick as, yep, you know, you're fed some bullshit, and you know, you remove that as to not play a part or let that be something against you. So maybe that was the first misstep, right? But then you continue in this song, to me I was just like, ah, you went Drake, you know what I mean, you did some Drake shit. But after looking at the reaction that's getting all over the socials and how people are really falling in love with this track and the way that they're, you know, turn it into a party anthem, and just what it did for the public perception, I know I'm probably one of the only people who doesn't really enjoy it as much as everybody else does. But as you've seen the reactions to things, it kind of sways your opinion. You're like, damn, this was really another calculated move on Kendrick's part. If there was going to be anything as far as, you know, we fed you some bullshit, you took the bait, we're now double down again, right back. You're not like us. Bunch of chants, a bunch of things that you could take from this and use, you know, as just clips and piece it up. You can make TikToks of this, as they've been, I've seen, go around the internet. You could, you know, use various parts of this thing as captions. It's just going all over the place to kind of really shed a light on how many people don't fuck with Drake or really rock with Kendrick. And either way, it is what it is. The album art, he got right back to being a champion of the cover art. This Not Like Us cover art for this single is an overhead view of the quote unquote embassy that Drake lives at, with a bunch of red balloon, you know, pins on top of the crib, the same pins that you would see if you were looking at registered sex offenders in your area on the Megan's Law website. To me, that was just fucking knocked it out the park, completely bounced back from whatever happened with the Meet the Grams and the 616. And it was just like, okay, now what? Now what the fuck are you gonna do? Drake did make his attempt.
to bounce back. Obviously, the title 616 in Los Angeles was a play on, you know, timestamp tracks from Drake. Drake, I guess, returns fire on his next name for a song, which he used the Heart Part 6, fitting being, you know, 6 is a number he's synonymous with, which also isn't something I'll be bragging about, but came back with his latest attempt. This was the Heart Point, the Heart Part 6 dropped the next day, the 5th of May, is when we first got this joint. I'm going to let it rock.
Unprofessional as Fuck Podcast.
A prize winner is definitely spiraling. I got your fucking lines tapped, I swear that I'm dialed in. First I was arrested, so where's the proof of the trial then? Where's the paperwork of the cabinet is filed in? 1090 Jake would've took all the walls down. The streets would've had me hiding out in a small town. My Montreal connects stand up, not far down. The ones that you getting your stories from, they all clowns. I am a war general, seasoned in preparation. My jacket is covered in medals, honor and decoration. You waited for this moment, overcome with the desperation. We plotted for a week and then we fed you the information. A daughter that's 11 years old, I bet he takes it. We thought about giving a fake name or a destination, but you so thirsty, you not concerned with investigation. Instead, you in that Venice studio, it's a celebration. You gotta learn to fact check things and be less impatient. Your fans are rejoicing, thinking this is my expiration. Even the picture you use, the jokes and the medication, the Maybach glove and the drug he uses for less inflation. Master manipulator, you bit on a speculation. You dumb and reactive, nigga, I'm petty with dedication. What about the bones we dug up in that excavation? And why isn't Whitney denying all of the allegations? Why is she following Dave Free and not Mr. Morale? You haven't seen the kids in 6 months, the distance is wild. Dave leaving heart emojis underneath pics of the child. Speaking of anything with a child, let's get to that now. This Epstein angle was the shit I expected. TikTok videos you collected and dissected. Instead of being on some disdirect shit, you rather fucking grab your pen and misdirect shit. My mom came over today and I was like, Mother, I, wait a second. That's that one record where you say you got molested. Oh, fuck me, I just made the whole connection. This about to get so depressing. This is trauma for your own confessions. It's when your father leave you home alone with no protection, so neglected. That's why these pedophile raps and shit you so obsessed with, it's so excessive. They acting like it's so aggressive, but you just never known affection. I don't wanna diss you anymore, this really got me second guessing. Touch My Body by Mariah Carey play, you probably start reflecting. I never been with no one underage, but now I understand why this the angle that you really mess with. Just for clarity, I feel disgusted, I'm too respected. If I was fucking young girls, I promise I'd have been arrested. I'm way too famous for the shit you just suggested, but that's not the lesson. Clearly there's a deeper message. Deep cuts that never healed and how they got infected. Like if Dave really fucked your girl and got her pregnant, talk about breeding resentment. Not sure how to ease the sentiment, the shit's too intimate. I'm praying you recover from both incidents, but you a piece of shit, so this shit really no coincidence. Drake is not a name that you gon' see on no sex offender list, easy does it. You mentioned an A minor, but niggas gotta be sharp and tell the fans who was it. You thought you left D flat, D major. I slit your throat with the razor and do Rick Ross air like that one flight from Malaysia. I'm your baby mama screensaver. Only fucking with Whitney's, not Millie Bobby Brown's. I never look twice at no teenager. I'm a fucking hitmaker, dawg, not a peacemaker. Yeah, bullets that I'm stuffing in each chamber. Yo ass in extreme danger. Stop buying views and buy comments. You may as well keep the paper. Shit you about to need for later. I give a fuck about your streaming data. You could drop 100 more records, I'll see you later. Yeah, maybe when you meet Jamaica. I don't wanna fight with a woman beater. It feeds your nature. If you still bumping R. Kelly, you could thank the savior. Said if they deleted his music, then your music is going to a hypocrite. I don't understand why these people praise you. Sounding like you sent him commissary when he needs some paper. Album dropping soon, no wonder you turn a clout chaser instead of doing hard labor. Nigga, I see you when I see you like Fantasia. Whitney, you can hit me if you need a favor. And when I say I hit your back, it's a lot safer. I promise. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, this shit was some good exercise. Like,
Unprofessional as Fuck Podcast.
You would be a worthy competitor if I was really a predator and you weren't fucking lying to every blogger and editor, but it is what it is. You definitely got this shit burnt the fuck out, though. Like, you got 10 more records to drop. The one before the last one, we finessed you into telling a story that doesn't even exist. And then you go and drop the West Coast one to try and cover that up. I would like that one. That would be some shit I could dance to if you wasn't tripling down on some whole other bullshit. But, you know, at least your fans are getting some raps out of you. I'm happy I can motivate you, bring you back to the game, like, you know. But just let me know when we get into the facts. Everything in my shit is facts. I'm waiting on you to return the favor, like.
Well, there you have it. I mean, it's really hard with just the shit that's coming out. To be honest, I mean, I wish I would have did the pod sooner. Despite the fact that this, you know, last diss from Drake just dropped on the 5th, I don't really care about none of that. If I had to come back and do revisionist history after the fact and, you know, be a little bit late, I'm obviously late as we are standing today. But before all this, I don't know, man. I get it. You know, I get that a rap battle in 2024 is going to look a lot different than a rap battle did, let's say, in the mid 90s, right? Everybody wants to harken back to Big and Pac. It's going to look different than it did in the early 2000s with Jay and Nas. Even though then, you know, they kind of used radio interviews and freestyle sessions at Hot 97 or interviews with Angie as basically their social media back then. But today, in this day and age of social media and the internet and people who are just stands for their favorite artists, it's just too much. And the reason why I say it's too much, it's not like I'm not, you know, a fan of all this shit. I do enjoy it. I love the art exchange of fucking, you know, lyricism back and forth. And we definitely got it from both ends on this joint, on this, you know, on this quote unquote beef, in this exchange, in this battle, however you want to look at it. But with this pedophile shit being involved, it's hard to even big up some of the Drake wins, you know what I mean? Lyric wise, or, you know, moments in which it looked like he, you know, did his thing. And then on the other end now, breaking news to me, I guess it's not breaking news, but OK Liar, a publication, has brought back up and resurfaced a story about, I believe, 2014, Kendrick Lamar was allegedly spending time with a young lady at the Hard Rock Casino when security was notified or called. And from what is being said from a female security guard, allegedly they seen, how she described it was, a rap artist with the first name of Kendrick who had been, I guess, accused or tied in to the story of a DV issue, a domestic violence issue, inside of one of the rooms when security was able to get to the young lady who was the victim. A quote directly from that officer was saying that the face was blown out, bloodied. She was then notifying not only assistance and help as far as medics are concerned, but also had to go up the chain, get her manager and the next higher up involved. These things surface now as we're in this internet age where anybody could sit here deep dive and dissect, as you know we do when it comes to the bars. You could also dissect what it is as far as these allegations. Kendrick, more shit's coming to light, and if it's there, it's gonna come to light. You know, smell like somebody lying. Like, I really hope that this doesn't age horribly for you, but it just taints the entire ability to really score this and look at it like simply a rap battle between two people, when these accusations that are coming from either end just completely cloud the vision. And at least for me, I know there's a lot of people who really ain't going to trip, right? I mean, people are rocking jerseys of athletes of each major sport that have been involved in stories and allowed to continue to go make money for these organizations. There's been rumors that UMG was asking for a ceasefire of sorts. between everybody as far as this rap battle is concerned. But at the same time, if you follow the fucking money one way or another, UMG or a subsidiary of their company is getting, you know, paid off of all of this. You could look at UMG as the Vibe magazine in the Eastern, quote unquote, West Coast beef. Follow the paper. This comes off of the heels of a year where everybody was saying that hip hop and rap, you know, streams and sales and money generated was at all time low on the 50th year of hip hop. A year where a lot of people said that, you know, it was underwhelming as far as rap releases were concerned in 2023. Now you jumpstart 2024 with a beef that ignites every portion of the culture, whether it be, you know, you've seen these videos of street life, you know, dancing and being animated to the Kendrick disses. Not Like Us in particular. You see every portion of media, whether it be the podcasters, vloggers, those who stream live, whether it be Twitch, Rumble, however it is that they do the thing, the YouTubers. You see how every portion is getting involved in this is just generating so much of a buzz. And if you follow this money one way or another, it's going to UMG. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the new incidents that have come about following these releases. It was rumored that another release was supposed to happen as of today, actually yesterday, Tuesday being the day that Kendrick has been, you know, pattern wise dropping. A lot of people, including me in the past, have said that this might be, you know, trying to drop in a time that accommodates a instant reaction from the Joe Budden podcast as well as other publications. If you're telling me that this guy's not worried about any of that, there's a bunch of stories coming out about him personally dropping the copyrights to songs so that they could be used on certain streaming sites or recorded and spoken about without any infringement being the case. So you can't tell me that they do not want it to be spoken about. These guys want to win the court of public opinion. They want to win the social media battle. They want to win the YouTube streams, Spotify, Apple, Tidal, whatever you want to call it. They're looking at this as if it's a scoreboard in that sense. So there are calculated moves. You can't expect somebody to be so calculated in their lyricism, in their cover arts, in the timing of their drops, and not also be weighing all the different, you know, instances or things that could come about, the results of when it's dropped as far as the reactions are concerned. All that being said, I believe it was yesterday where news broke of a drive-by shooting at the quote-unquote embassy in Toronto, place where Drake has been known to lay his head. All this talk about the embassy, I find it really crazy that you could have a place that big. I mean, look at the cover art for the Not Like Us. There's not really much around, right? How could somebody get that close to then? Don't quote me. I'm not well-versed. I haven't done enough dissection of these things. I haven't really dug into this portion, but I find it hard to believe that they got to where, you know, a front door could possibly be for Drake and wherever his people are staying. Now, if you're saying that security guards were hit by gunfire, because that's what's been said, a security guard for Drake was discovered unconscious with a gunshot wound to the chest, rushed to the hospital with quote-unquote serious injuries. The actual identification as far as who the person is, name-wise, and all that info, I haven't seen it released yet. Not sure that it will be. That tied in with, I guess it's some type of business. Maybe it'd be a storefront. I don't know what they got going on in London, but there's some kind of business that's owned by Drake, vandalized with the words "Not Like Us" on the windows. As of today, breaking news, I mean, there was another story of somebody trying to reach the grounds, an intruder of sorts that was trying to get onto the estate, the embassy as they call it, who was stopped by security and held until police were able to come and apprehend the suspect. It's getting wild.
the rapper Drake right there. This is his house in Toronto. There was a shooting that happened earlier outside Drake's Toronto home, and one person was injured in this. According to TMZ, sources confirmed the injured person is a member of Drake's security team. Now, police have yet to say if they believe the shooting is related to the Kendrick Lamar feud. Drake and Kendrick Lamar have been feuding for quite some time, releasing diss tracks against one another. But again, police have revealed the victim suffered a gunshot wound to the upper chest, and it does appear to have been a drive-by attack. Also, there has been impact across the Atlantic. In London, someone reportedly vandalizing Drake's store, spray painting.
She was going to go on to say spray painting not like us that was shown in the news video itself. So now it's gone from just, you know, exchanges lyrically, how they like to say, quote unquote, on wax, to physical injuries being involved. Saw something yesterday of the quote unquote OVO crew. Look like these guys were posing to take a picture for their fucking, for the high school basketball team or something along them lines, right? And apparently these guys were in LA. So if that's what this is all about, now you want to be like, oh, well, we're in your city. Are you, is that in a threatening manner? Are you saying that you're attempting to come over and get your lick back? Now, I got to be responsible and say that none of this has been linked to Kendrick Lamar or anybody in his crew or entourage. But y'all were talking crazy, right? You hear Drake and he's like, yo, you know who really bang? YG. You know who really bang? Chuck T. Even CB. Well, now somebody's come to the embassy and they've, if you believe, I don't know what to fucking believe, but the story is that somebody was hit gunfire in a drive-by incident, unconscious, taken to the hospital and treating serious injuries. If that's the case, you have to understand that it don't have to be a Kendrick Lamar who's the person behind the attacks. Just has to be somebody who don't like you talking about what y'all do on the West Coast, fades. Like, maybe you got to really think about all these things that are being said. I didn't see this going this route. I know that there's obviously disdain between the both of them. You know, Kendrick's like, I don't have a hating bone in my body. Then he's also like, I hate the way you walk. I hate the way you dress. I hate, woo, woo, woo. It's contradicting, but in battles and in just in any art form, contradictions are going to happen. Look at Pac, one of the greatest artists, in my opinion. A complete contradiction at all times, but it's fine. It's human. The problem with this is if now this is getting physical and now people are having to actually deal with attacks and buildings are being vandalized and, you know, important to note that The Heart Part 6 actually amassed more dislikes on YouTube than it did likes. Kendrick has been, you know, getting the better portion of streams and numbers statistic-wise, right? It seems like there's a lot of people behind Kendrick. Or that's the narrative that the industry is allowing to be painted right now. I can't take any of it without a grain of salt for the simple fact that anytime they want to sway statistics and there's enough people and enough money and enough effort behind that, you'll see it happen. It's the reason why, you know, you gotta look at a LeBron stat on ESPN, and they're like, yo, the first player to ever score 35 points after taking a bathroom break in the second quarter before eating some popcorn and drinking some water. Like, they'll always find a way to shape and to present and to sway, whether it be numbers or just the public opinion. Now, I'm going to try to just look at this as far as just, you know, a battle is concerned. I'm going to try to remove the biasness attached to pedophilia as well as domestic violence. I don't like either of them things. Obviously, both egregious acts. However, as insensitive as it may sound, I would kind of, I mean, I don't know how you rank the severity or what's more egregious, but pedophilia is pretty fucking foul. And domestic violence, unfortunately, is more spoken about, more common, and it seems like forgiven by certain people in certain instances, not to ever try to take away the severity of some shit like that. But I'm going to try to remove all that and just talk about this as far as a battle is concerned. If I'm removing all of my bias and the simple fact that everybody could tell just from the coverage of this thing from the beginning that I'm definitely more of a Kendrick fan than I've ever been of a Drake fan. They've both rapped in this joint. If you're talking who got the better hand in certain aspects, I'll try to go down the things that I think stood out the most. Production, from my taste, I got to give a nod to Kendrick. I'm not even the hugest fan of this Mustard beat. I didn't really like it initially off the first listen. I was like, ugh. But when you see the reaction of people, it kind of sways your opinion as much as it shouldn't. You see the vibe and you see what it's doing for the West Coast and you see what it's doing to the overall picture. You know, if somebody who had absolutely no idea who either of these guys were and were presented all these tracks and then shown the reaction social media wise by everybody surrounding these stories, they're going to dance to the Not Like Us. And production wise, I don't know if Drake had a moment like that. The Push Ups production to me was mediocre. I mean, it's nothing that's, you know, out of this world, blow you out of the water type hype. And with the activity that you were getting from the Kendrick Lamar side, as far as, you know, another one and another one, it kind of lent itself to being like, oh shit. First thing you hear is the Like That, the first attack. That beat, undeniable. Arguably song of the summer. A feature, though. And just the initial, you know, jab, get you out the house, you know. And then you have Euphoria. To me, that shit was smooth. Couple beat changes on there, right? But Kendrick always found a way to give you a few different doses in one. Start melodic. Pick up the pace. Get to a second and third, fourth gear on Euphoria. Then whatever you get, you know, back from a Drake, lackluster as far as production is concerned. I do really enjoy that second beat where he got, you know, on the drill hype on the Family Matters joint. Even the third beat is dope. It just didn't have a chance to breathe, and that goes to the strategic portion of things, right? Before I get there, let me finish up the production. You get the Al Green flips, the Teddy Pendergrass intro before the Euphoria. You know, the soulful, the smooth, the shit that we expect from Kendrick. Then the Meet the Grams, right? And that gets to the strategic part as well. Everything that was, you know, in the arsenal for Drake, the shit that everybody had heard or was at least privy to, industry people who were in the know, we're like, nah, man, Drake got something in the tuck. He's ready, you know, drop it when it's time. But by the time we finally hit the button, he didn't anticipate the fact that Kendrick was going to have a response already geared up and kind of, you know, arranged around all the shit he had to say in Family Matters. Oh, you want to talk Family Matters? Bam, Meet the Grams. Back to the production. That's the Alchemist beat. Of course, it's not going to be digested by the masses in the same way. But it comes on like the score to a horror film and then it completely takes the air out of the sails of whatever it is that you thought was going to happen with Family Matters. And that mattered. That's the strategic portion of this. Now, I do give a portion of strategy to Drake as well. If the PR, you know, spin on things is valid and they did feed him through a fake mole, fake information about an 11-year-old daughter, that's fine. So if you think that completely negates everything that was said in Meet the Grams, you're out your mind, in my opinion. There was only one verse that was dedicated towards that information, whether true or not. And if you take that thing out of there, the first and last verse, talking to Adonis and then talking directly to Drake, is enough to make you forget Family Matters, and it did. And that was unfortunate because that Family Matters joint swayed my thought process for a second. I'm not going to lie to you. Something that I would be remiss if I didn't mention is Drake deserves a lot of credit I told you I'm speaking about this, absolving all of the messy, nasty allegations. If I'm using those, and I'm not giving credit at all. But if we're talking, like I said, the rap exchange, Drake deserves credit. I'm clapping it up for the fact that this guy not only attacked the field, although on certain times I thought that you should definitely only direct your attention to Kendrick, especially since all the rest of them were so easy that you were able to do that in one portion of a song. You spent a little bit too much time getting on their head tops because you knew that that was going to paint you in a better light when it came to the overall thought process on whatever it is that you released. But the strategic part that Kendrick wins in my opinion, isn't just the timing. Isn't just having that to completely step on whatever you thought was your best, you know, the best punch in your package. It was also the fact that he told you from the jump what he was going to do. You think about the Euphoria opening with the Teddy Pendergrass. Not only does he tell you what he's going to pinpoint on, but he also tells you the angles he predicts Drake using. You want to cause conflict on the family front. That was the big haymaker that you had, right? Domestic violence. Now, if Drake is privy to information that Kendrick already knows is out there, that it's unfortunate because then that means that you knew that that shit was out there to be, to be digested, that you would later on have to deal with. But you step on his biggest haymaker instantly. I mean, within an hour or less. And it just takes all of the air out of that sail, leaving him just dead in the water. Because at this point, what did you have, set for the next move? You didn't have nothing set as far as we're able to see, because this Heart Part 6 that you dropped, it just seemed like it was, put together at the end. And it was put together in a way that a lot of people are feeling like was you waving the white flag, next time make sure that y'all plan better. I don't think you planned all the way out what was going to be happening in this exchange, or what your opponent was capable of, or what even misinformation was going to get him on the thought process of doing, right? Yeah, maybe the 11-year-old daughter is made up. Maybe he was fed bad news and then used that. But you're talking about, you should have been, finding proof, or you double down, triple down on some other bullshit. I don't know, bruh. That might have sparked the thought process of going down the whole entire family. Maybe him knowing that you had a track on the way called Family Matters had him feeling like, okay, you want to talk about families? Let's go down the line. Dear Adonis. Dear Sandra. Dennis. I blame you. Sandra, sit down. Again, don't ever tell my mom to sit down, bro. And then on top of that, yeah, you want to talk about the 11-year-old daughter, even if the baby girl, even if that verse, you could take all that out. Did you hear what that man said on Dear Aubrey portion of the Meet the Grams? What is your rebuttal to that? What is your response to somebody who told you from the jump what their angle was going to be and completely continue to just exploit that? You think about a prize fight where somebody knows that somebody's injured, right? If you know there's leg issues with a boxer and not going to be as mobile as they were prior, to you guys hopping in that ring, not going to have to worry so much about the footwork or having to chase somebody, right? Go to the body, slow them down, the head becomes dormant, and tee off. Take something that you have to worry about off of the table. Take that Dear Baby Girl verse out of Meet the Grams, and you still got a tall fucking ask as far as you being able to come back and rebuttal something. Plus, the way that it was done, strategic-wise, stepped on anything that you had with the Family Matters joint. Taylor Made, I know I haven't really discussed that much, because to me that was a complete fucking blunder. Another misstep in the strategic side of things. You want to involve legends like Tupac Shakur in the AI version where you have him rapping offbeat with some bullshit bars? You want an AI, a Snoop voice, who I don't know why he wasn't vocal about what was going on. Maybe, the money. Money trail that goes all the way up could affect something that's going on with him. That's fucking Snoop. You're a legend. You should be able to do whatever you want to do freely and not have to worry about the consequences and repercussions. But hey, it's a new music business we're in, right? Just acquired the rights to Death Row. Death Row in the past. I believe that was Interscope. If you're talking Interscope, I believe that's Universal Music Group. I mean, it's all fucking tied back into the same web of money, the same pot, and maybe the same minds making decisions that have to think about their business and what they've invested in the grand scheme of things. Kendrick Lamar has a publishing deal with UMG. However, owns, you know, different portions of what it is that he does. I told y'all prior, this $400 million deal for Drake, he said, you know, that nowadays it's a low ball. That's fine, but contractually, in a 360, for a lack of better terms, I see people now trying to break that down. We already did that on Unprofessional as Fuck, man. Where y'all been?
Unprofessional as Fuck podcast.
Visual, audio, video productions, your future endeavors, whether it be on the big screen or you know, a series of concern, your show money, your merchandise money. This is why a lot of people are saying, you know, this had to get calmed down, because you have Kendrick throwing out the accusations that he's throwing out, leaving a foul taste in the mouth of brands like Nike, brands like wherever he's got his OVO radio at, right? Gotta think about all these businesses. It's one thing when you're tied into a quote unquote, maybe like an Epstein, right? That's big money with the good old boys who really ain't gonna, you know, hey, it is what it is, right? That's Jeffrey, you know, or the Weinstein people of the world, right? With the movies and all that shit tied in. But when you talk about a culture like hip hop, where they're obviously going to have less care for and handle it less delicately than they would the others. Something to think about, right? Got to worry about how these brands are going to feel. Got to worry about future licensing, you know, deals that you'll be able to make. Got to think about how this is going to affect the bargaining and negotiation portion of things. Are people now going to try to lowball you, saying they're taking a risk? Got to plug that hole, right? You got to patch up the air that's leaking out of that. There's been rumored that UMG was trying to shut everything down. Hey, I can tell you personally, firsthand, they'll come at your podcast. So if you think they're not going to come at somebody that they have that much money invested in, with a concerned effort to stop all of that, you know, Dre said, I'm a hit maker, not a peacemaker. That's not the tune that you were singing with Jay Prince. Calmed all of the you and Pusha T back and forth down. Put that at a standstill. It was in your best interest for that to end, because everybody says you took a nail there as well. So now this is two L's on your jacket. Guess I'm jumping ahead. Lyricism-wise, I'd be a fucking liar and a hater to say that Drake didn't get his shit off in certain ones, but a lot of that shit was directed at the field. When it came time to rap directly to Kendrick, you went in flurries, right? It was like a fucking fighter that comes, you know, gets a good combo off in one of the rounds. But then, you know, maybe punched himself out, starts just dancing around, ties up to get through the bell. Then, yeah, you scored a point for the round, but you didn't really get no knockdown, no knockout. A visual for people to look at and be like, ooh, 10-9, 10-8. If we're talking, you know, like boxing or fight scorecards. So it is what it is, right? Strategy goes to Kendrick. Production, Kendrick. Gossip, assuming that all this is true, the information about Drake having a wandering eye for people he shouldn't be looking at has already been public, you know, out in the public for people to look at should they not want to, you know, look past. Nobody's ever heard, at least in my knowledge, I was, you know, brought back to the story apparently from 2019 or 14 or whenever in this Hard Rock Casino, but maybe there was a crisis team that was shutting all this news down, because I didn't hear much about it. I don't follow his fiance to know that she put posts out in the past that could have, you know, made people feel like the house wasn't as wholesome as we were led to believe. We thought infidelity was the biggest portion of the conflict. Apparently there's more that she had to deal with. You talk about a kid possibly not being his. him living in Brooklyn rather than in L.A., she's still being out there following the alleged actual baby father of the kid, but not her fiancé of however many years. You bring up the news that they've been, you know, engaged for over a decade and no actual wedding ceremony. I mean, this is all news to us, right? So you did have your moments. It was just not executed in the manner that that Kendrick's were. If you had 24 hours with Family Matters being the only thing that we're listening to, this changes a little bit. Maybe changes a lot. But, you know, if it was the fifth, we'd all be drunk, and that wasn't the case. Kendrick had something to step on that. It was stepped on. Lyric-wise, yeah, Drake had moments. But when you talk about coming to do a podcast and trying to break down a fucking verse, I couldn't get through the intro of one of these joints without having 20 minutes of content on what it could possibly mean. The double, triple, quadruple entendres. The thought put into cover art. Production, you know, shit that was sampled, how it had a backstory still attached to Drake and his family. It was all, you know, just so calculated. Gotta give the nod to Kendrick there. I'll be honest, I don't know where we could give the nod to Drake. You had all this, you know, tough talk. Talked about he's a too much of a civilian. If he had a set, he'd be DP, but we don't hear no news of anything happened to Kendrick or his people. If he really is living in Brooklyn, he's far from home, and all the people who may have been there to surround him should he be home in L.A. And he's still untouched. When on the other hand, stories are coming out about your security guards being rushed to the hospital, vandalism and intruders and you know, people trying to get onto the estate grounds. I don't know, bro. That didn't age well. People are saying this is done. They're saying that Drake waved the white flag, that he conceded, that, you know, that last track, regardless of whether he has something else in the tuck, it just seems like he threw his hands up and gave up while trying to say that, you know, he was sparing Kendrick. I'm not 100% sold that we don't get nothing else. I think the fact that there's been these incidents of violence and now vandalism and intruders, I think who knows what happens next. But I don't think Drake could do anything to change the narrative at this point. Now, when you go type in that guy's name, it's not as favorable as it was a month ago. Never seen any of his posts on YouTube get more dislikes than likes. That's new, right? Kendrick's got 5 or 6 songs in the top 10 right now. Taylor Swift has even got knocked out of the top 5. Think about that. If we are indeed done right now, Kendrick got the win. Drake has now suffered his second loss. This one a lot more public, with somebody who carries a little bit more cachet. Still, this ain't the Meek Mills of the world. You got to be more calculated if you're going to come against a person that's a mad scientist in the way that Kendrick Lamar is. That's all I'll say on the matter at this time until more is shared, till we get more information. If there's confirmation on the allegations on either side, as far as, you know, not just shit that looks bad, but no, this is confirmed. It's going to alter how I look at both of them going forward, no matter what they're rapping about or who they're rapping against. For now, I'm ready to just close the case on this joint. I'm done with it consuming complete shows. Got a lot of shit that's still out there to get to. There's a lot of great music that's been dropping aside from these diss tracks. Next time you hear me, 240, that's going to be season 5. Clap it up for that.
Professional as Fuck Podcast.
Season 5, man. 240 episodes in. A lot of me wants to get, you know, straight over to Patreon heavily and kind of dial back or kind of reel in, dropping so much as far as the regular pod is concerned, but I really want to get out of these 200s too. It's going to be something very symbolic and cleansing altogether when we get to a 300 milestone and it's no longer, you know, just 49 ago, you was on whatever, right? It's all good, man. I got a lot of shit to get to. I actually paused the production of this pod and came back to it. I went out and seen my son's basketball game. These games were, you know, to get into the playoffs. Double elimination. We took an L yesterday. Bounced back today with a close win. My boy, man, he made some huge plays defensively towards the end of the game, including the one to stop the drive for a potential game winner, leading to a win for the North Lions. Speaking of sports, got to get back to the sports. People are like, what the fuck, Ruck? You've been ducking this since the Kings have been out. Nah, there's a lot of things that came into play with that. Now we're here to a second round where it's a lot more competitive. Might just get straight into a sports show right now. But with all that being said, appreciate y'all. Can't tell you enough. Let's get away from all this bullshit. Let's get to a smooth joint and get the fuck up out of here. Came across this one the other day riding around with the wifey. Had some time to ourselves. Went out, you know, took a nice little ride. Had dinner. Wrapped everything up and was able to get to this track. I haven't heard it before, but Kenya Vaughn. K-E-N-Y-A-V-A-U-N. This track's called Summer. We bringing back the shit that I'm on, especially when I come across tracks like this. Well, here you go.
Unprofessional as Fuck Podcast.
To get myself dressed in, gotta get to work, cause my boss be stressing. Back and forth and back texting. Fed up, why they keep on testing my patience, baby? I'm tired of your complaining. Just give it up, I'm frustrated. Think I might need some space. I need some peace, so cold you're killing my love. Sometimes I feel like I just wanna get away from it all. Disappear, go somewhere to clear my mind if I had my way. I pack my bags and leave today. Take a plane and escape to some place where summer never ends. Where there's blue skies and sunshine and summer never ends. What you say, never find another one like me. You live off this misery, you're the fifth one. My energy's wasted, my patience, babe. I'm tired of your complaining. Just give it up, I'm frustrated. Think I might need some space. I need some peace, so cold you're killing my love. Sometimes I feel like I just wanna get away from it all. Disappear, go somewhere to clear my mind. If I had my way, I'd pack my bags and leave today. Take a plane and escape to some place where summer never ends. Where there's blue skies and sunshine and summer never ends. Sitting poolside, it's so high and summer never ends. Hop on a fly to catch a vibe, oh yeah. Well,
hope y'all were vibing with the episode. I know y'all fucking with the show. If you still here, please know that I appreciate every single time y'all tap in and tune in. Patreon, we getting heavy over there now. I'm going straight there right now. Came in front. Kenya Vaughn, Summer. Make sure y'all get this on y'all playlist. Until next time, find what makes you happy and return the favor. I'ma holler at y'all later. Vaughn.
Sunshine and summer never ends. Sitting poolside, get so high and summer never ends.
Y'all finished or y'all done? I ain't got no more talking.